This series contains description of blood, gore, and violence, and discussions of suicide, murder, self-harm, depression, PTSD, trauma, and death. Listener discretion is advised. Story 3, Part 2. For better or for graduation.
The last semester was one of the worst. I barely had any time to myself, let alone time to think of the future. It was partly my fault for volunteering to help any time they needed extra hands on an exorcism. I guess I felt like I had to prove to myself and everyone that I could handle all the mutilation and dead bodies that would surely be in my future. I was relieved when I finally stood in front of Professor Aptum's office, ready to receive my graduate project.
Come in.
I hope I'm not too early. I couldn't sleep.
No, come in. I have the file right here for you.
It's already settled then?
Yes, these assignments were picked specifically for each graduating student. After discussing your strengths and weaknesses as exorcists, all of the teachers have decided this is the situation that will test you the most. As you know, you will have to handle this exorcism on your own, with no aid from another exorcist. You will deal with the situation using your own discretion, and once you return, the results and your approach will determine whether you receive your license or not.
No pressure, then.
Well, you, of all people, don't have much to worry about, but I promise you, this still won't be easy.
What is it?
It's a possessed child in a small village in the north. They somehow scraped together enough funds to request our help. Couldn't find an exorcist near them, and they don't want to get a demon slayer involved.
Are we really going to take the money from them? They need it more than we do.
Well, that is up to you. Though you have to remember, a working exorcist might not be able to make a living if they take charity cases.
So you'll hold it against me?
It will be weighted with your other decisions.
Let me guess. I care too much, and all the professors chose this to test my weakness.
Well, I believe caring is your greatest strength. So if you want my advice, don't let our judgment stop you from doing what you think is right.
Noted.
Excuse me, Professor. Could I speak to you for a moment?
I'll be right back.
I was nervous to get started, which made me antsy. Of course, he wouldn't give me more details than that because I had to figure everything out myself. Still, it couldn't hurt to see what they already knew. I could just take a quick look at the file. Helena? Even though he said it was on his desk, the file for my case wasn't what I saw first. It was a thicker folder with a report from a scout on top. I found the subject about 10 miles north of where the rumors placed her. When I informed her to stay away to avoid interference with the graduation assignments, she replied, "If I get a choice in the matter, I will stay away. Additional surveillance may be necessary." There was also a map of where Helena had been found. Honestly, I hadn't thought about Helena in months. But now that there were no assignments and teachers demanding my time, everything was rushing back. So they'd been keeping tabs on her, but only enough to keep her away. Pretty heartless. What if she needed help again?
Now, where were we?
You were just telling me where I was going.
Right. So Yilneen is a few days' ride to the north. You will have to go through the Sebian Plains and across the Yunulia River.
And once again, I was too distracted by the mission in front of me to give Helena another thought. I'm going to assume this is Yilneen. All these villages look the same. Forgive me, sir. I'm not from this country, so I don't know where anything is.
Excuse me. Would you be the exorcist from Celestine?
Yes. Sorry. I must have kept you waiting. My name is Marcia.
It's not your fault. We've just been on edge, anticipating your arrival. This has dragged on longer than anyone would have liked. I'm Hannah, the child's caretaker.
You aren't the parent, then?
Xavier is my sister's kid, but my partner, Kenneth, and I have taken care of him since she left.
I see. I apologize. I didn't mean to pry.
It's all right. This whole affair just hasn't helped with the family of sin rumors.
I'm sure it hasn't. But did the villagers not help you raise the funds to hire the school?
No, we had to manage by ourselves.
I held my tongue to keep from asking further. I felt even worse about taking their money now. I needed to stop thinking about their other issues and just focus on the work ahead. Please, lead on. How long has the child been possessed?
On and off again for a month or so. It switches to either Kenneth or I whenever it feels threatened. That's partly why we decided against the Demon Slayers. They might get the wrong person.
So if it wasn't being difficult, you would have had the child killed?
What would you want us to do? They don't charge... I'm sorry. I didn't mean that as an insult.
No offense taken. In that case, how are you and your partner holding up dealing with the possession yourselves?
We're managing. The house has seen better days, but we're mainly concerned for Xavier. Kenneth and I have dealt with the hatred and pain the world inflicts, but he is just five. I can't imagine how terrible this must be for him. He won't even speak to us when he's not possessed.
But he's alive. I'm sure he'll recover more when things settle down.
I hope so.
Darling? Is that help? Is that the exorcist?
The house was in complete chaos. The old, worn furniture was either broken or overturned. There was a door barricaded in the back.
Yeah, this is her. Marcia, this is Kenneth.
I'm sorry we have to meet in such circumstances. Is Xavier behind that door?
Yes. He's been pretty quiet this morning.
Do you two move the dresser so I could go in and see him?
Of course.
I prepared while they did that. I put the pentacle of power on my cheek that activated my protection. Then I made a few more protection sigils to give to the other two. There were herbs in my pouch that would help me figure out how powerful the demon was. And just for safe measure, I checked the knife at my waist was secure and hidden, so hopefully I was the only one that would get at it. These are for you. I would stay back just in case. I'm just going to go in and see what I can learn first.
It will probably just jump to one of us if you try to mess with it.
That's what the symbols are for.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to assume little Xavier isn't going to be able to hear me, but I know the demon can, so I'm just going to announce my presence so you don't immediately try to kill me. The Divini blooms immediately shriveled up and turned to ash as I entered the room. I took a step towards the huddled child in the corner, and then the bleed vines started to glow. As I acknowledged how powerful this demon was, and how I should have doubled up on power and protection, the child collapsed in front of me. I haven't done anything yet. I couldn't stay still for even 1 second. Hannah, watch the kid. I added another power pentacle to my other cheek and took the holy water out of my bath. The demon finally started to cower. Is this really what you want to live like? Despite your power, you're just a coward, hovering around a child too helpless to fight back. I know you're not going to stay still long enough to let me capture you.
You're not even trying to scare us. Just the kid.
Really? Come on! I grabbed away the child from a possessed Hannah, pouring the holy water in front of us so the demon stumbled back. The holy water immediately started to evaporate as the demon's power ate through it.
God damn it! I'm just trying to look at you for 1 second!
I let go of Xavier and grabbed Hannah, which, considering my protection, left a red hand on their wrist. But undeterred, I dragged the adult out of the room. Almost immediately, Hannah stumbled and sputtered.
It did not like that.
I figured. It's more focused on survival than anything else. Did it tell you anything else?
Just that it won't let Xavier go.
The gall, honestly. It's got power, sure, but I've seen worse.
What are you going to do?
First, I'll need to choose a vessel and make a seal. Then we'd need to set up a trap to draw. Even though everything I was saying was correct, Easier said than done, of course. I faltered. How determined was the demon about keeping a hold of Xavier?
What?
Did it sound like it was serious, or just trying to attack you with it? Seals could only reliably last about 5 to 10 years. Anything after that was based on luck and skill. Exorcists usually have to either keep vessels or hide them and return where they hid them to renew the seals. Of course, demons escaped all the time, even before the time limit, and I always wondered if some returned to their previous victims. How would it feel for a child to live with that dread over their head?
It sounded serious to me, but I don't know.
You would prefer this to end as quickly as possible, yes?
Yes, of course. That's why we brought you here.
I couldn't tell if I was questioning my own abilities or critiquing my school's method altogether. But the doubt was there. If by some stroke of bad luck, either the vessel breaking or the seal faltering, I'd never forgive myself if this demon came back for Xavier. Most exorcists would take this as a resolve to double their diligence or try a new approach to capturing demons. But I had an option that would give me the exact outcome I desired.
We have two options, then. I can do what I'm trained to do, you get what you paid for, and the demon probably won't come back. Or we can do one better and get rid of the demon forever.
I told you why we didn't want to get Slayers involved.
Not the Slayers. I know a girl that can kill demons without bloodshed. I pictured that report on Aptum's desk in my mind. This situation was a perfect fit for Helena. A tricky demon who would do anything to survive wouldn't be easily kept in a vessel or slayed. But with her symbol, she could trap it within her and get rid of it once and for all.
I'm not supposed to tell you this because she's not an exorcist, but she is the superior choice.
She will make it easier since she takes the demon in herself instantly. And when she's finished, there's no chance of it ever coming back and hurting Xavier or anyone ever again.
The little one's already waited this long. How much longer will he have to endure this?
It would take me a while to prepare a vessel and manage to seal it inside. In a much shorter time, I can get it out of Xavier again and trap it in one of you. Then I can find Helena and bring her here and we'll be done with it.
I don't know.
I know it's a risk and you can say no. You don't have to take the offer, but if you do, you'll be doing everyone a service. It's a bit altruistic, but it will also help Xavier in the long run.
If you are sure this girl can do as you say, I can handle the demon for a couple weeks.
Hannah.
It's a lesser sacrifice than one of your lives. You know I didn't like letting this thing survive.
But...
I should probably let you know that a rare few people will face multiple demons in their lifetime. There is no guarantee this won't happen again with a different demon.
But not this demon. And that's the important thing. No one will have to go through what we have. Not exactly. I don't wish this on anyone who has a child.
I'm glad we agree on that. Whenever you are ready, we can start moving the demon to you. I took time to get prepared. We needed to trick the demon into the right body on the first try. Or it might learn what we were planning. Torture had a way of getting secrets out of people. There was an exorcist tactic known as partial planning, which consisted of making near-finished pentacles, which would cause the desired effect, based on the amount of the pentacles being finished. It was a way of controlling the timing that on-the-fly exercising was not capable of.
I'll be fine, I promise. Just take care of Xavier. He'll need you.
He'll ask for you. You'd be better at taking care of him.
Do you want to be possessed?
No. I just think we should have her capture the demon.
All right. I've got everything prepared. I purposefully ignored their apprehension.
Great. I'm ready to do this.
All right. Stand here. I'm going to draw the demon to you as soon as the door opens. Then I'm going to lock it in place for the time being with these symbols on the ground. I'll also give Xavier some symbols to keep demons away just in case. Just so you know, I'm trying to do everything I can to make sure this works.
You don't have to reassure me. I trust you.
Why? I'm really only causing you more trouble.
No, you're not. You're looking out for us in the long term. And that's more than I expected from a school like yours, honestly.
You don't expect much from a world-renowned school?
With a reputation like theirs, I expected they only cared about quick results and flashy methods, but you are willing to go against them to do what you think is right. That's enough to make me trust you.
Don't trust me completely until I give you results. Otherwise, I'm just blowing hot air.
I agree. I'll only relax when you are safe again.
It'll be over before you know it, sweetheart.
And they embraced while I renewed protections. I was trying to be considerate, but for time's sake, we had to get going. Kenneth, can you open the door?
Wouldn't I get...
Trust her.
Fine. On your command.
I put fresh ink on my finger, and my muscles tensed in anticipation.
Now!
Since I planned ahead, every move was mechanical. I finished the symbols on Hannah's clothes, and then moved to the symbols on the floor and the walls. I didn't flinch when Hannah was taken. On the last symbol, the demon lashed out at me with a splintered piece of furniture. The gash on my arm dripped blood onto the pentacles as I finished. Then I stumbled back, holding my arm.
Xavier! Xavier! Are you all right?
It took a few minutes, but eventually, a small child peeked out of the room. He disappeared as soon as he saw me.
Xavier, it's okay. Come here. You're safe now.
And the child sprinted out of the room and into Kenneth's arms.
Breathe. You'll be all right, but we have to be careful. Hannah's going through what you went through, but only a little while longer.
Are you all right for now? I have to go. She could be getting further away as we speak.
You better be quick. It's on your hands if anything worse happens.
I know. I tied a shred of cloth around my arm and sprinted out the door to grab my horse. Then I headed west towards the last reported place Helena was. With time ticking, I knew I didn't have any time to spare. As soon as I reached the destination that was described in the report, I began to investigate. Surely a frequently possessed girl wouldn't be able to travel unnoticed. Someone must have seen her.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a girl.
Have you seen a possessed girl?
She's not that tall.
She was probably injured in some...
She's 17.
Goes by Helena.
Her hair is...
She's pretty nondescript except for...
An intricate mark on her collar. Have you seen her?
Finally, I got a lead from someone who had seen a possessed girl the day before traveling towards a small nearby village. It had almost been a week at this point. I was pleased with my progress, but I couldn't relax.
Hold us still! Unless you want to get hit with this axe.
You try holding a demon still. There's a reason they hire people special for this. Ah, wait!
Stop!
Stop her!
Before I had a chance to interrupt the execution circle, a familiar person came running towards me. My patience was spent, so I took out a holy amulet, whispered its activation code, and waved it towards the demon. Slowly, struggling, it knelt to the ground in front of me.
You're an exorcist.
How dare you? Don't you know this woman is under the protection of the Celestine Seminary?
Her? Why? She's clearly possessed. Are you saying she escaped all the way here, and you're still chasing her?
Clearly it isn't as great as all the talk implies.
You are messing with forces you clearly don't understand. She had a letter and a medal. Why did you touch her?
With all due respect, ma'am, she didn't have anything like that on her.
Even as I said it, I could guess what happened looking closer at Helena. She had red but healing marks around her neck and wrists that looked like it was from a cord. This was on top of oozing gashes on her arms. Her clothes were in tatters. She didn't have the bag or really anything I had last seen her with. Is this how the scouts found her? Still, you shouldn't try to deal with demons on your own. It's dangerous.
So are you going to exorcise her now?
Of course. I'm taking her with me.
Shouldn't you do it here and now if she's been possessed that long?
It took me 2 seconds to realize this ruse was only dragging out my departure, and I frankly couldn't care if they didn't believe me, just as long as they stopped questioning me.
Actually, no, she hasn't been possessed that long. Or maybe she has and it doesn't matter. She probably made her way through at least a dozen demons since the last time I saw her. The reason this girl is protected is because she has an extraordinary ability to kill the demons that possess her. And because of that, she is needed elsewhere. Now, if you'll excuse us...
What does that mean? Can she survive possession?
Never mind it, Roscoe. The Exorcist is right. We don't know anything about this shit.
Now that we were alone, I could finally take stock of the situation. Helena was possessed, but I didn't know how long it would take her to get rid of her current demon. I didn't want to take her directly there if she would be immediately possessed after she defeated this one. I wanted to give her a choice and let her know what she was getting into. It only seemed fair since I had volunteered her. Come on, Helena, I need you. I supposed first I should secure her and tend to her wounds. I couldn't very well completely ignore her well-being, or I'd be just as bad as all the people who attempted to kill her. With salve and bandages applied, I kept the demon subdued with a mix of holy items and paralysis pentacles. Both of these approaches had negatives and positives, but worked well enough. I didn't have much other option, so I tied Helena to the horse and started heading towards my destination. 2 days later, I started to have doubts. Would Helena even say yes? She was already in a sorry state. Why would she purposefully jump back into danger? Had this been a bad idea?
What the... Where am I?
Not to mention, how would this look to the school? This had been my job, but instead of doing it properly, I tried to pawn it off on a random girl and put my clients through more trouble than necessary.
Marcia?
What if they decided I couldn't graduate? What could I do? Would I have to go back to my parents' house and face my siblings who had much higher aspirations than me?
Marcia?
They'd ridicule me, wondering how I couldn't even accomplish something as simple as becoming an exorcist. How could I have ever thought myself smarter and better than...
Marcia!
Oh, gods, you're back!
You know, if you spaced out any longer, one might assume you were the one possessed.
You remembered my name.
Of course I remember you. It's not like I have a lot of friends to keep track of.
We weren't too dissimilar there.
Though I didn't really expect you to chase me down just to see me again.
That's not exactly why I'm here.
You sure? Very lovable when I'm not being compelled to chew your face off.
That made me smile. I felt guilty that I was only here to use her. I'm actually here to see if you would like a job.
Job? What kind of job?
What do you think?
I don't know. Did you find some place that wouldn't mind if I was possessed?
Helena, I am asking you if you'd take care of a demon for me.
Wait, you'll pay me to be possessed?
Of course. I get paid for exorcising demons. Why shouldn't you get paid for defeating them?
Well, no one's offered. Probably because it's going to happen, whether I agree to it or not. So why should they pay for the inevitable?
It's your skill, your gift. You should be compensated for it. She didn't reply, just looked adorably confused. She was partially right, though. She'd probably never been offered payment because she couldn't get close enough to negotiate with the victim or their family. That made me angry and sad. She would continue to live by the luck of gods, even if she had a miracle power that people needed desperately. There had to be some way to help her turn her curse into her livelihood. And it started with me offering her this job.
What's the situation? Is the demon strong?
The monster's got an unhealthy obsession with a 5-year-old and an annoying desire to avoid trouble. It's been jumping from host to host before returning to the kid, which not only traumatizes the child, but also makes it near impossible to draw out or kill.
It shouldn't be able to escape me. A lot of them complain about that. Some who are smart enough to know they should run to save themselves can't, since we're stuck together until one of us dies.
I managed to get it out of the child into an adult to hopefully save the kid more heartache.
You could have just captured it yourself.
Eventually, yes.
but I still feel like you getting rid of it for good is the better option.
It's going to be pissed if it isn't completely batty already. I'm still pretty beat up. I should be okay as long as it's not super violent.
You don't have to say yes. And I understand you might get possessed again before we get there.
Unlikely, since I traveled through this area recently. It'll hopefully be a while before demons start to move into this area again. Honestly, if this demon is that close, it's a fluke. I missed it. I don't exactly plan where I end up, though.
I noticed you lost your letter and medal from the school.
I really tried to hold on to them. But once they were gone, it was going to be near impossible to ever find them again.
Don't you ever get a break?
Yeah, it'll be weeks or months until I get some peace. You know, demons tend to move in groups and waves.
Partly because of the shifting and moving of the petal veil, and partly because it helps for demon survival.
Yep, but once an area is clear, it tends to be quiet for a while. Though I've heard your school is built on a high point in the veil, so my assumptions may be incorrect.
That's true, but it's also close to Havenvale. It's just a strange place for any mortals to live. But because of the god's protection, it's not as bad as a rising, at least.
Yeah, I doubt anything is as bad as that.
You've been in a rising?
A year ago, miles from here. Are you sure these people want my help?
Yes, I explained to them exactly what you do, and they agreed it was the best solution.
I always wanted people to see the world the way I could. How I could make demons an inconvenience, a struggle, but not a death sentence or a compromise.
You don't have to convince me you can make real change.
No, but sometimes I have to remind myself. Forgive me, you shouldn't even have to ask. Of course I'll help get rid of this demon.
You really can say no.
Just as you can be an exorcist who spends her lucrative career questioning nothing, turning a blind eye rather than doing anything you can to help.
And I couldn't say anything to that. I wasn't even sure she knew that I wasn't licensed. Her saying yes may actually be what condemned me to not graduate, but I wouldn't burden her with that. It was my choice and my life to live.
Hannah?
It's gone.
How did...
I hate to do this, but is there any other place you three could stay for a while?
That's her?
Yep, this is Helena, your savior.
She's just a child as well.
I thought you said this would be over after you brought her.
It is. For you. I'm sorry, I didn't think... I can't just leave her wandering around the countryside like this.
Can she really kill that thing?
Seen it twice myself, and nobody helps her. She just destroys them all on her own.
Ken, let's get out of here. This dump isn't even worth calling home in this state.
And go where?
We'll find someone to take us in for a while. Will you be all right on your own with her?
Should be. Handling demons is my job.
Come on, Kenneth.
Just you and me again, Helena. I suppose there's you too, demon. Thus, I began to babysit Helena. I started to get bored quickly. Since I only had to contain her in the back room, I was much less busy than I usually was during a possession. If I sat too long, I started to worry about Helena, wondering if I was overestimating her and if this was the time she would fail. I tried to keep busy wrapping Helena's hands in gauze and cleaning out the room so she couldn't hurt herself. I got a few bruised ribs and bloody noses for my trouble. Eventually, I got so listless, I started to repair the house and the furniture as best I could. It was the least I could do for commandeering their house in the first place. I'm sorry, the owners of this house... Oh, it's you, Hannah.
Are you all right? I was tasked with bringing you this.
3 chickens, bread, and stew? Who's supposed to eat this? Me or the demon?
It's for you. The townsfolk think you're a miracle worker.
Really? I haven't really done much.
Kenneth and I tried to explain what was going on, but messed it up. So they only know you can get rid of demons for good.
But it's not me, it's Helena.
It's easier for them to revere an exorcist than a possessed girl.
How are they treating you and Xavier?
Better. They won't say it to our faces, but they think you cleansed our bloodline of sin. Little do they know, nothing's changed. Still, them being nicer is helping Xavier open up and feel safer.
He's too young to know what they really think of him. Lots of survivors struggle with shame as much as the trauma.
Is she, the girl, doing all right? She looked worse for wear when you first dragged her in a few weeks ago.
That's because she was possessed by another demon when I found her. Her life isn't easy, but I think she's at peace with it. Luckily, at this point, it seems she doesn't care what other people think. Unless they are trying to kill her.
I can't imagine being possessed more than once.
Before you go pitying her, she was strong enough to insist on helping you. I know it sounds crazy, but I believe in her. Probably more than I believe in the gods themselves.
Speaking of crazy, here. The villagers decided they wanted to pitch in and pay extra since she is doing more than you were hired for.
Oh, that's not necessary. Keep it for yourself.
No, I want you and her to have it.
I was planning on giving it all to Helena.
Nothing for yourself? You didn't just do nothing.
She needs it more than me. More than the school, and maybe even more than you.
Can she even use it when she's possessed so often?
It was a question I'd asked myself a few times, but the fact remained that she needed something to survive. When I didn't answer right away, Hannah read my mind.
You're far too kind. Most people don't deserve it.
Possession victims have no one else standing up for them. They need more aid and support than anyone is willing to give them.
Except you. It's a shame you're stuck here. I think you could really help Xavier process and normalize what happened to him. I'm afraid he is just going to repress it, rather than face it.
And what about you, or Kenneth, for that matter?
I don't know. I'll carry it with me, but I don't think I'll be beholden to it. It helps that the thought will be gone forever soon, thanks to you.
I'm telling you, I haven't done much of anything at all.
Even just handling everything and executing your plan was a huge relief to us. You're trained to handle these situations, and it shows.
I wish you'd tell that to my teachers. It's going to be hard enough as it is to explain my choices here to them.
I have no complaints. I'll let the school know that.
Right now, that's better payment than coin anyway. Hannah and I talked a little longer before I returned to my vigil. In the next few days, I finished fixing up everything in the main room. But the room where Helena was, I knew I might just have to leave. I had no idea what else I was going to occupy my mind with, but I didn't have to wait long. What? It wasn't the first time a demon had woken me from a dead sleep, but I still dragged myself away from the comfort of my pillow to check on Helena.
What are you... Gods!
There was so much blood that at first I couldn't figure out what happened.
Haven and Petal! Almighty!
Then I found the focus of the injury where her neck connected to her shoulder, and covered the bleeding with my hands and my shawl without question. The demon was still lucid enough to grab my arm.
I swear to all gods!
Demons rarely did this much harm to their hosts, because if the body died, the demon died with them. Surely a sly demon like this wouldn't kill itself, unless it thought it had no other options.
Come on, Helena!
The demon gripped me harder, trying to pull me off. I used my elbows and knees, trying to awkwardly pin it while keeping my hands on the wound.
Don't you dare!
I could already feel the guilt setting in as I imagined dragging Helena's corpse back to school. How could I explain this? Was I any better than a demon slayer if I just brought her here to die? Why did I ever think this was a good idea? The demon continued to flail under me, until a good knock to my head put some sense back into me. Helena had driven this demon to the edge. Why was I questioning her capabilities now? I just had to keep her alive a little longer.
I'm sure this isn't the best time to tell you this, but I really hate disappointing people. That's why I have to be the best at everything. Why I can't help but to tell teachers what they want to hear. It's also why exorcisms have always rubbed me the wrong way. It doesn't fix the problem. It just changes it. I hate looking at the victims' faces when I have to tell them exactly where the demon is. That it's alive and well, just not in them anymore. They are still terrified, still hurt. Just this once, I want to be able to tell them it's all over. So please, Helena, I know you don't owe me anything, but I'd like to get the happy ending. Just this once.
I froze. Was she dead? The blood was soaking through my shawl. Was the demon trying to trick me? What was going on?
How many times are you gonna save my life?
As many times as it takes.
Promise?
Promise.
So you managed to stop the bleeding?
Eventually. Helena thinks it was trying to get to her heart through the top of her ribcage, but it only had a jagged piece of wood.
Ah, lovely.
I was trying to get her some sort of healer quickly, but we were stopped by the townsfolk who wanted to celebrate the demon's demise.
And what did they make of Helena's state?
They ignored her as best they could, honestly. I think they just thought she was another victim, but she looked half dead, so they wanted nothing to do with her.
Well, now she and you are back here.
Yes, and I'm ready for your judgment.
Then you know you've put me in a difficult position. How am I supposed to allow you to graduate and grant you your license when you didn't actually complete the job we gave you?
What did you expect me to do with a demon like that? I would have worked for weeks trying to simultaneously keep it still and exorcise it. You know how difficult it is to stack that many pentacles in that small of a space, even with items. Most people would have given up and just kept it still while someone slayed the demon.
It was difficult for a reason. And if that is what you chose as your best option, so be it.
How is this any different? Nobody had to die, and I did keep it still for a while.
Because I know you're better than this. You could have managed it.
I know I could have. I almost started it, but then I remembered the report on your desk about Helena.
Ah, so you not only avoided your test, you also rifled through my desk.
I prevented the further suffering of that family, and I got that demon killed for good. Even if I don't graduate, I know I made the right choice.
But still, Marcia...
If I was any other student who just called the demon slayer but still got the job done, you'd let them graduate, wouldn't you? They put aside their pride and made the difficult decision. You can't punish me because I'm better and smarter than they are.
Tell me, Marcia, what do you plan to do after you graduate?
I paused, remembering what Helena and I had talked about on the way back. The money is yours.
All mine.
Of course. A first of many jobs you get, I hope.
Right, because people will just pay a random girl who goes up and claims she killed their demon. Shouldn't you at least get some as a finder's fee?
I don't need...
And for saving my life? Jeez, Marcia, you don't have to be so selfless. You spent time taking care of me and fixing that house. You did work, even if it wasn't the exorcist kind.
I don't think people make much money just doing nice things.
Heck, I pay you to be nice to me all the time. That came out wrong. You have value that I don't have, that I need, and I can do this thing that no one else can do, but right now, it's basically useless. You have authority, especially when you get your license. People will listen to you, I would pay you just for that. Though, keeping me from dying would also be nice.
I don't think I could spend my time just sitting around doing nothing.
Of course not. But maybe that would free you up to help the victims more. We both know the recovery process is not really something other people consider.
But
you're good at it. Talking to people, I mean. If the way you treat me or that family that hugged and kissed you as you left means anything, you could offer the kind of support no one else is offering. You could pioneer something.
I'd be one of a kind just like you then?
Honestly, I don't think it's worth living any other way.
I'll think about it. I don't even know if I've graduated yet.
Fair enough. I don't want you to think you need to take me as a charity case.
I was considering traveling with Helena for a while. I suppose I had to tell him what he didn't want to hear.
But you could do so much more good in this world on your own.
Say I could. Does that make it wrong to want something else? We see so much suffering in this line of work. Why can't my coping mechanism be my belief in her?
I'm just saying, it's a waste.
Is it? I may be able to work on my own, but Helena isn't nearly as effective without help. No one will believe her. No one will listen to her, even if she could save their sons, daughters, children, wives, husbands, spouses. If not me, who else is going to help her?
Well, I see you've made up your mind.
Yes, the same way you once upon a time decided to teach instead of fighting demons firsthand. I'm not just your student anymore, Professor. I'm a human, ready to make my own choices about my life.
You're right. You're not a student anymore. You're a graduate.
Wait, really?
You defended your process, and the results speak for themselves.
Thank you!
You don't mean that. You're still annoyed with me.
Do you blame me? You were being an ass.
Well, I suppose I should get used to you treating me as an equal now.
I have a feeling she was more than your equal a while ago.
Excuse me, I didn't invite you in.
Helena, why did you untie yourself? I told you to wait for me.
I thought maybe I could help if they were being difficult.
Right, because you are so much better at helping than the rest of us.
Uh-huh, and for your information, I am. Or I will be, with Marzia with me.
I'll see you at the graduation ceremony, Professor.
I assume you can keep her in line until then?
Hey, I'm not her pet. I can take care of myself, occasionally.
We will be staying outside the city, don't worry. Come on, Helena.
Yeah, I don't want any trouble either. I could use a break for a few more days at least, though I don't think anyone can promise that.
We can try.
We can always try.
And I couldn't help but smile. The future seemed bright, though I knew it would be difficult. But it always was when demons were involved. Nothing a licensed exorcist and a miracle couldn't handle.